additional context because I'm not sure if I have ever given it. Shortly after Sasu left the Senate, and I if I remember correctly, it was around the same time that Lumi and his friends at the time had a call with Sasu. I realized that Sasu was not in the server, so I decided to contact him on Discord and just get, just see how he was doing. And then he sat me down in a call for like I think 2 hours or so and gave me his side of the story. And eventually me, Endo, and Sasu got into a server that was Sasu's server that he called the NAS. And we would have calls with him quite often, where sometimes we would talk about random shit, but a lot of it was just being in calls and hearing Sasu vent about the calls he had with Lumi and how Lumi hurt him and how he wanted to go back to the Senate and that he wanted to talk to Lyle because he felt like Lyle did not have all the context. And eventually Sasu brought the fact that he would like to have a call with Lyle, but he wanted me to be present as a mediator and someone that could record it. And I was like, sure, I can approach Lyle with that. And so we did. We had a call. It went horribly wrong because Sasu was saying that he has grown from the Cat Mafia's call and that he has healed and he felt like he could be in the same server as Lumi again and not like infringe on boundaries. And Lyle was like, no, I'm not going to put Lumi's boundaries to the side just because you want to, because you have done wrong to Lumi, and I will respect the fact that Lumi is uncomfortable with you around, which even if I dislike Lumi, I agree, it's totally fair. And Sasu was really not happy. His mom and father got involved, and that's when the whole call went to absolute shit. And then I left the call with Lyle, went into a call with Endo, where I gave them the gist of it, like told them the details. And then we realized that Sasu was sending messages in the NAS server saying that he wanted to die, that no one liked him, that he had no friends, and that he just wanted to end his life. And Endo and I panicked. I got into a VC with Sasu where we tried to make him park his car somewhere. And we were able to do that after he said that he wanted to crash his car. We were able to make him park at a mall's parking lot. And we were able to pinpoint his location. And when we were about to try to figure out how to call the police in his region, he said that if we were going to call the police, he would just ask them to shoot him so he could die. So what we did is that Endo reached out to Lyle, said that we were in a really bad situation and we really needed help. And Lyle helped us by getting into the call and told Sasu to get his shit together and go back home and apologize to his parents. And that's what Sasu did. And I blocked Sasu the next day, saying that what he did was absolutely terrible and that I could I could not be friends with him any longer. And I think Endo blocked him the next day. And because I was, and I feel embarrassing that, but because I was panicking, I forgot that I was recording on OBS. So I ended up having hours long recording on OBS. So the whole thing was on file. Yep. Sorry this took so long, but I feel like context is important. So when people see me talk about how I dislike Sasu, I have good reasons to. And I just want to add, because time has passed and I had a lot of free time to think about everything that has happened, and I don't think I'm free of wrongs in this whole situation. I regret making this whole ordeal more public than it should have been. Because at first I just wanted the situation to be between the people involved, and I wanted to tell people that were affected by Sasu what had happened, and I wanted to leave it at that. But I got encouraged by Lumi and Peaches to have a public call with Sasu in the Senate, and originally I wanted that call to happen in a group chat, but it did not, and I feel like it made things much worse. And I also don't like the fact that Sasu was dragged into a call in here, because I told this to Lio, and I remember grilling Crystal Flame a whole lot about it. But I think it was completely unnecessary, and the fact that no one was told about what Sasu did and what Sasu could do was extremely irresponsible. So I hate that Gat Layers call, and I will never listen to it again unless I really have to. And I also think that I should have been less enabling when it came to Sasu behavior, because I feel like in some sense I maybe made it worse. But yeah, this is probably going into vent territory, so I will not speak more on this, but there are things I regret. Sasu and I did have a private call, not call, just private discussion between the two of us, and we were able to bury the hatchet on certain things. But one of our agreement was that Sasu was to try to move on and heal from what happened. And he said that he was done with Cat Slayer and Lio and all that jazz, that he didn't want to speak or see anything about it again. But ever since, he just started like obsessing over the situation again and getting involved with every person that hates Lio. It's like, I don't know. This is a whole fucking mess. And yeah, that's it, I guess.